from Jakarta. RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia in English program. RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia presents news, actual information, as well as entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen to our broadcast via shortwave on 9525 kilohertz. You can listen to our program at www.voinews.id. RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia. Informing, connecting, dignifying. Hello, listener. Welcome back to English Bulletin over RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. Stand by now for the news.
RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia with the news.
This is Anya Sana with the news. First, the headlines. Indonesian Vice President Yusuf Kalla bestows intellectual property awards. Port Rotterdam wants to modernize Indonesia's seaport. And now the news in detail. Dutch port company is willing to establish cooperation in various fields, including modernizing seaports in Indonesia. This was stated by Head of Economic Department of Dutch Embassy to Indonesia, Sibasur, in an interview with Voice of Indonesia recently in connection with the commemoration of King's Day this year. According to Sibasur, Port Rotterdam from the Netherlands in cooperation with Indonesian Port Corporation Pelindo I wants to build 5 modern seaports in Indonesia, including one in North Sumatra. Insert dalam bahasa Inggris. Sibasur further said that especially for North Sumatra, Port Rotterdam will cooperate with Pelindo to build not only seaports but also special economic zones to boost industrial activity. He is convinced that building a modern seaport is important, but it is enough since there should be product to be transported. Thus, it is necessary to develop an industrial area that will also create employment in the region. The negative campaign on Indonesia's palm oil in Europe has no impact on its export to the Netherlands. This was stated by Head of Economic Department of the Dutch Embassy to Indonesia, Sibasur, to RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia, in an interview in connection with the commemoration of King's Day, which falls on April 27. According to him, it is true that there was a lot of discussion on palm oil in Europe, but Indonesia's export on this product was increasing.
Port Rotterdam wants to be involved in any way in the development of 5 deep sea ports in Indonesia, and particularly in North Sumatra, Kuala Tanjung. They work together with Pelindo One because Port Rotterdam believes in the Tol Laut that President Joko Widodo has announced that he wants to establish in Indonesia. But we are not only involved in modernizing the ports, we're also involved in modernizing the port workers. Because if you have a modern port and the workers are not modernized with better skills as well. So he spent a lot of time and effort in vocational training of the port workers in, first instance, the Pelindo ports.
Sibasur further said that the Netherlands government is doing negative campaign, but there are NGOs and some private citizens in Europe who have concern and have opinion in palm oil. He also said that recently there has been a little change on UK and Iceland's opinion on palm oil, but it doesn't reflect the opinion of the Dutch government or other governments in Europe. Board of Interparliamentarian Cooperation, BKSAP, of the House of Representatives, DPR, visited Mexico on April 14 to 20th, 2018, members of the board met leaders of Mexican Parliament and Mexican Business Committee. The meeting is aimed at fostering interparliamentarian cooperation and bilateral relations related to analyzing fields of cooperation which need special attention. After visiting Mexico, Vice Chairman of the Board, Juliari Batubara to media at Media Center of the House in Jakarta on Thursday said that the trade value of the two countries must be increased because Indonesia and Mexico have big economic market and potential.
Yang selama ini sudah berjalan lebih banyak hubungannya antara B2B.
So far, the bilateral cooperation has been focusing on business to business, such as Indonesian exports of crude palm oil CPO to Mexico. In fact, Indonesia has ever exported aircraft made by PT Dirgantara Indonesia to Mexico. 80% of the two countries' trade value reaches $1,517 billion, and Indonesia is surplus, but Indonesia has little import from Mexico. I think the trade value of the two countries must be increased in the future because it has big potential. We are G20 member countries and have a lot of population, and Mexico has a strategic position exactly at the gateway of the USA and Canada. I think Indonesia can explore Mexico as the entrance to the USA to increase Indonesian export, which can be said a little and finds new export markets. Juliari Batubara, who led the visit of the board to Mexico, further explained that the parliament of the two countries agreed to boost cooperation in the field of trade and increase people-to-people contact. One of them is the provision of 30-day free visa for Mexican citizens. He also remarked that Mexico is interested in expanding Islamic legal beef trade and cow livestock of Mexico to Indonesian market. Presidential Regulation No. 20/2018 on foreign workers poses a debate among Indonesians. Moreover, the presidential regulation was issued before the political year, which makes the debate more serious. Many people have called on the government to protect local workers through stronger competitiveness. Deputy Chairman of the Indonesian Chamber of Commerce and Industry, Anton J. Supit, said in Jakarta on Thursday, April 26, that vocational education is needed to protect local workers and enable them to compete in the global arena.
Daripada ribut, kalau mau proteksi tenaga kerja kita, berikanlah.
Instead of posing hassle, if you want to protect the workers, we provide vocational skills for them. The education is through senior high school or through training in training centers and merchandise in the factory. That should be encouraged so that we can use our workers and they can also work overseas. Germany needs several million workers from all over the world. Japan has many people for internship. Well, we do not again send the uneducated, but the educated workers. Therefore, we are better concentrating on vocational training and education. Anton J. Supit added that currently what Indonesia needs now is a joint spirit how to fight against unemployment and poverty, because the main enemy is actually unemployment, considering that this is the era of technology which will make the employment less and less due to mechanization and robotization. In connection with illegal foreign workers, Anton is ready to help the governments to supervise. If there are companies that employ uneducated foreign workers, this must be reported and followed up. This news comes to you over RRI Service Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. Electrification by the state power utility company PLN has covered all 1,520 villages in East Kalimantan and North Kalimantan. Business director of the regional branch of the company, Mah Nizon, said in Balikpapan, East Kalimantan on Thursday, April 26, that East Kalimantan has more than 1,000 villages and North Kalimantan more than 480 villages. He also said that the target for electrification ratio has been fully reached in East and North Kalimantan. It is in line with the target that electrification would cover all villages in East and North Kalimantan in 2018. Earlier, Minister of Energy and Mineral Resources Ignatius Johan said that electrification ratio in Indonesia is expected to reach 97.5% by the end of this year, exceeding previously set target of 95.15%. In 2019, he added that the ratio is expected to rise to 99.9%, overshooting the target of 97.5% set previously. The state airline operator Angkasa Pura II, Yado Yarismanu, explained the SkyTrain of Soekarno-Hatta Airport will be operated in autopilot mode following the completion of Operation Control Center OCC construction. He also said that since the train started operational in September 2017, two train sets or four cars were controlled by machinists. Thus, with OCC, the SkyTrain now will be the driverless train despite machinist standby in the site. According to Yadav, the train set will be added gradually into 12 cars until June as to anticipate the traffic during 8 homecoming this year. The additional train set is expected to reduce the train headway from 10 minutes to 5 in every stop, as well as to reduce the connecting time with the airport train. Yadav added the Soekarno-Hatta Airport SkyTrain will serve the passengers in Terminal 3, Terminal 2, the integrated building and Terminal 1. One train set of SkyTrain is able to accommodate 167 passengers. And the last item, Indonesian Coordinating Minister for Maritime Affairs Luhut Binsar Panjaitan said that Vatican would facilitate palm oil seminar to be held by Indonesia in the Pontifical University in the city-state. The seminar, to be held in May this year, is designed to promote palm oil in the European Union, where Indonesian products of palm oil and derivatives are banned. Minister Luhut also said that he was told about the existence by Director of Papal Institutions, Cardinal Peter Turkson, at a meeting in Vatican on Wednesday, April 25th. He said that Cardinal Turkson expressed concern with the problem faced by Indonesian farmers as a result of the discrimination against Indonesian palm oil in the European Union. The elements from the European Union, multinational companies using palm oil and farmers from Malaysia and Indonesia and religious leaders will be invited to the seminar. Minister Luhut further stated that he proposed the participation of religious leaders from Nahdlatul Ulama and Muhammadiyah Islamic organizations. On the same day, Minister Luhut also held a meeting with Minister of Colombian Agriculture and Rural Development, Juan Guillermo Zuluaga, and invited him to take part in the seminar. And listeners, to end the news, here are the headlines once again. Indonesian Vice President Yusuf Kalla bestows Intellectual Property Awards. Port Rotterdam wants to modernize Indonesia's seaport. And that was the news from RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. Commentary. Comments on actual national and international issues from RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Well, listener, this is commentary read by Rahmana. The title of today's commentary is Waiting for Peace on the Korean Peninsula. The neighboring conditions between North Korea and South Korea are particularly vulnerable since the signing of a ceasefire agreement by the United States, China, and North Korea in 1953. The Korean War has not really ended. The South Korean side has not been part of the deal. Yet, the relationship between the two Koreans did not improve even after the end of the Cold War between the Western and the Eastern blocs. War seems to be in a rage at any time. This will certainly affect many people and the damage, and the number of victims will not small. Peaceful efforts have also continued to be posted by both North Korea and South Korea and other supporting countries. But generally, their meeting was in a deadlock because of each side's reluctance to budge. However, optimism must get being alive that peace will sooner or later be realized there. Great hopes are pinned at the North Korean leader Kim Jong-un's meeting with South Korean President Moon Jae-in today on Friday, 27 April. This is the first step towards the summit of the United States, South Korea and North Korea, which is planned to be held a month later. Hopefully, this meeting is no longer just a marker of peaceful effort in the past, rather than as the win of a real peace agreement. On one hand, the positive signs had been shown by both North and South Koreans. This can be seen from the actions of North Korea, which has confirmed to freeze its nuclear program. On the other hand, South Korea has also stopped broadcasting propaganda at the border. Two things are expected by many parties. Indeed, there are also countries that question the seriousness of North Korea. Given the proposed denuclearization of Korean Peninsula simply means that United States forces must also leave the area. Regardless of the growing views, both sides must really listen to the voice of the people who generally want peace. In fact, not a few even want the unification of the two countries. That's commentary read by Rahmana. Thanks for listening.
Today in History, presenting you historical facts of the day.
Today in History, a compilation of several important events happened on this date in the past.
Hello listener, wherever you are, welcome back to Today in History, a regular segment which brings back people and events from this date in the past as recorded in history. We start from an event which occurred on April 27, 1951, Sukiman Suwiryo Cabinet, led by Prime Minister Sukiman Wiryo Sanjoyo, inaugurated. The Sukiman Suwiryo Cabinet is the second cabinet after the dissolution of the United States of Indonesia, or RIS. The cabinet has actually been vacuumed since February 23, 1952. The Sukiman Suwiryo Cabinet, with a service period of April 27, 1951 to April 3, 1952, consisted of Prime Minister served by Sukiman Wiryo Sanjoyo, Deputy Prime Minister Suwiryo, Minister of Foreign Affairs Ahmad Subarjo, and Minister of Home Affairs served by Iskak Chokro Adi Suryo. Next event on April 27, 1960, Togo gained its independence from France. Togo is a country in West Africa, bordered by Ghana to the west, Benin to the east, and Burkina Faso to the north. From the 11th to the 16th century, various tribes entered the region from all directions. From the 16th century to the 18th century, the coastal region was a major trading center for Europeans to search for slaves, earning Togo and the surrounding region with the name the Slave Coast. In 1884, Germany declared Togo land a protectorate. After World War I, the rule over Togo was transferred to France. After World War I, the rule over Togo was transferred to France. Togo gained its independence from France on April 27, 1960. And the last event was on April 27, 1963 about Indonesian Penitentiary Day. Indonesian Penitentiary Day is one of historical days for elements of the criminal justice system in Indonesia. This date has been agreed conception about guidance of prisoners based on correctional system, which was initiated by Professor Saharjo. Behind many negative stories about penitentiary, recovery was actually in all aspects which were begun with conception of society by Professor Saharjo. The duty of imprisonment is not just to carry out the punishment, but also the heavily returned people who were sentenced amidst the society. Furthermore, the implementation of penitentiary system is much strengthened by Law No. 12, 1995 about penitentiary. Listener, that was Today in History.
Today in History, a compilation of several important events happened on this date in the past.
Indonesia in economy, international politics, sports, environment, and Pancasila, only on Indonesiaku, My Indonesia.
Hello listener, welcome back to My Indonesia entitled Inacraft 2018 is officially opened. The largest international aircraft exhibition in Indonesia and claimed to be the Southeast Asia's largest exhibition, the Jakarta International Handicraft Trade Fair, or Inacraft 2018, was held for the 20th time at the Jakarta Convention Center. This year, the exhibition was held from April 25 to 29, 2018. Indonesian Vice President Yusuf Kalla, when giving a speech at the opening of Inacraft 2018 in Jakarta on Wednesday, said that the implementation of Inacraft is important for the Indonesian handicraft industry to improve creative economy. According to Yusuf Kalla, besides providing many jobs, especially in rural and urban areas, handicraft also provide a good economic impact. The implementation of Inacraft can also encourage small and medium enterprises to actively increase the income of Indonesian people and economy. Inacraft 2018, featuring handicraft products, art and cultural attractions of North Sumatra, as an exhibition icon themed The Loftiness of North Sumatra. The event is targeting 200,000 visitors with retail transactions reaching to 149 billion rupiah, as well as 12 million US dollars of trade contracts during its implementation. Earlier, Vice Chairman of the Association of Indonesian Handicraft Exporters and Manufacturers, ACP, Gusmardi Bustami, said that Inacraft 2018 is followed by 1,395 participants from all over the country, consists of craftsmen, entrepreneurs, producers, and craft exporters. Some friendly countries also participate in the exhibition by displaying their handicraft products. Gusmardi moreover explained that participants from friendly countries such as Japan, Poland, Uzbekistan, South Korea, and several ASEAN member countries join in APADA, or ASEAN Handicraft Promotion and Development Association. Gusmardi also said that on its implementation, Inacraft presents handicrafts from certain regions in Indonesia respectively as the main exhibition icon. In addition to perform handicraft products, the provincial icon also enlivened the opening ceremony by musical and cultural performances such as dances during the exhibition. In the Inacraft 2018, the Association of Indonesian Handicraft Exporters and Entrepreneurs, ASEFI, as the organizer, published a history book, 20 Years of Inacraft Journey. From 120 booths in the first year in 1999, it turned into more than 1,300 booths. In order to commemorate the 60th anniversary of Indonesia-Japan diplomatic relations, there is also an event featuring art and display of Indonesian collaboration craft products with Japan. ACP also has special attention by giving promotion facility to Badui Craft Banten and Devabawa community from Kriya Mata Kucing, Bandung. The handicraft products exhibited at Inacraft are rated by 10 professional judges selected by e-judging application to get the Inacraft Award. They selected products from 7 categories, namely ceramics, natural fibers, textiles, stone, wood, metal, and other natural materials will be registered in the World Craft Council Award of Excellence for Handicraft Program. Inacraft 2018 targets retail transactions of 149 billion rupiah and trade contracts of 12 million US dollars. That was today's My Indonesia.
This is Ania Sana with News in Brief. Dutch port company is willing to establish cooperation in various fields, including modernizing seaports in Indonesia. This was stated by head of economic department of Dutch Embassy to Indonesia, Sibesuur, in an interview with Voice of Indonesia recently in connection with the commemoration of King's Day this year. The negative campaign on Indonesia's palm oil in Europe has no impact on its export to the Netherlands. This was stated by head of economic department of the Dutch Embassy to Indonesia, Sibesuur, to RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia, in an interview in connection with the commemoration of King's Day, which falls on April 27. Board of Interparliamentarian Cooperation of the House of Representatives, DPR, visited Mexico on 14 up to 20th April 2018. Presidential Regulation No. 20, Year 2018 on Foreign Workers, poses a debate among Indonesians. Moreover, the presidential regulation was issued before the political year, which makes the debate more serious. Many people have called on the government to protect local workers through stronger competitiveness. Electrification by the State Power Utility Company, PLN, has covered all 1,520 villages in East Kalimantan and North Kalimantan. The state airline operator Angkasa Pura II, Yadoya Rismanu, explained the SkyTrain of Soekarno-Hatta Airport will be operated in autopilot mode. And the last item, Indonesian Coordinating Minister for Maritime Affairs Luhut Binsar Panjaitan said that Vatican would facilitate palm oil seminar to be held by Indonesia in the Pontifical University in the city-state. And listeners, that was News in Brief.
Voice of Indonesia.
You're still tuned to the Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, broadcasting to the frequencies of 9525 kHz, 11.785 kHz, and 15.150 kHz. You can also listen through our audio streaming at www.voi.co.id. Here is our next program, Indonesian Wonder and Miscellany.
Let's listen to various information of Indonesian arts and culture in a daily segment of Indonesian Wonder.
Hello listener, welcome to Indonesian Wonder, a daily segment featuring tourism, culinary art, fine art and culture from various regions across Indonesia. In today's edition, we will introduce the Papasang tradition Kajang tribe in South Sulawesi. Stay tuned. Indonesia is a multi-ethnic country. One of the tribes in Indonesia is Kajang tribe, located in South Sulawesi, exactly about 200 km east of Makassar City. Kajang tribes mostly live in Tanah Toa village. They also spread in some areas such as Bontobaji, Maleleng, Patiroang, Nilamung, and Tambangan. Kajang people can be found in Bulukumba Regency, precisely Kajang sub-district. The tribe still maintain local wisdom until nowadays. Kajang community geographically consists of two groups, namely Kajang Dalam Community or Tau Kajang and Kajang Luar Community, Tau Lembang. The Kajang Dalam Community deeply uphold culture and traditions prevailing in its environment, while the Kajang Luar living outside the village. They are already modern and can accept new things from other cultures. Listener, Kajang community hold their ancestors' tradition called Papasang, a kind of unwritten law that should not be broken. Those who break the law will get panggelai, or punishment. One of the sounds of punishment in Papasang tradition is Kajang Tana Kamasemasea, which means Kajang is a simple or poor land. With a Papasang tradition, people who dwell within the Kajang customary complex do not want to accept the glory of the world.
those who want to be rich have to go out from the complex because Kajang land does not prepare the wealth, and it has already mentioned in Papasang. The glory of the world is based on the interpretation of Amatoa, or chief customary of Kajang tribe. Listener, Papasang is a form of statement containing ethical and moral values both in social as well as cultural system within the community of Makassar. The Papasang tradition contains noble considerations about good and bad qualities as a regulator of social behavior in the society. Previously, the Papasang was spoken tradition. However, after the people of Makassar know the writing, then Papasang was written with lontarak letter on the palm leaf. Due to the advancement of culture and civilization of Makassar people, the Papasang cannot only be read through palm leaves, but has already been written or recorded as an effort to inherit it to the younger generation. Well, listener, that was today's segment of Indonesian Wonder with the topic Papasang tradition of Kajang tribe in South Sulawesi. We will meet again tomorrow with other interesting topics. Sampai jumpa.
Miscellany on Indonesia, a segment featuring various actual information.
Hello, listener of RRI World Service, West of Indonesia. We meet again in Miscellany. Today's edition is about knowing season through Chongklak. Listener, season is one of the major divisions of the year, which is usually based on a broad climatic form. Because Indonesia is located in the tropical area, it has two seasons, namely rainy and dry season. This is one of the lesson materials for elementary schools on ecosystem earth and season, which is taught in class 4. To facilitate elementary school students to study the subject, the schools provide learning aids needed by their students. Thus, the university students of teachers' education of elementary schools at Faculty of Education, Yogyakarta State University, make learning media in a bid to recognize the season by using Dakosim Dakon Division of Season, abbreviated Dakon. Dakon or Chongklak game is one of the most ancient cultural heritage. The game will experience different names in other areas. But that's not a problem as long as the game is playing the same shape. It can only be played by two people by facing each other. Both of them can match by spreading Chongklak seeds. Thank you.
Maharani Dwi, Renita Adriani, Hana Jehan, Ihti Syamudin, Diah Cipto, and Nuril Alfi created Dakosim with the aim that students are able to characterize the environmental condition in a particular season and create a story about the condition in a certain area independently. Maharani Dwi said that the media that they created disseminates information about the theory of two seasons in Indonesia and the differences of four seasons in the Northern Hemisphere. In addition, Renita Adriani also said that the theory of the season also provides not only lessons, but also impact about the rainy and dry season in Indonesia. Listener, according to Hana Jehan, Dakosim game is like Dakon game in general. Dakosim is used in groups. One group consists of five students and the game is played alternately by members of the group. Each round is played by one member of the group until the game is replaced by one opposing group. If the member stops at the Dakon hole that contains Let's Learn, the child must take the question card that has been provided. But when the child stops at the Dakon hole that reads Sing and Dance, then the child must sing or dance in accordance with the orders of the opposing group. Furthermore, if group members get a questions card and are able to answer the questions correctly, the group then will get a star. The group is declared as the winner if the group can collect the largest seeds in the barn and also has the most stars. Listener, that was Miscellany Today with the topic Knowing Season Through Congklak. I'm Nuka Kusumawati. Thank you for listening and I'll see you on the next Miscellany.
We'll meet again tomorrow with another Miscellany on Indonesia.
Music Corner. Presenting various kinds of Indonesian music and songs from the Voice of Indonesia.
Hello, listener of Radio World Service, Voice of Indonesia, wherever you are. Welcome back with me, Nuka, in Music Corner, a musical segment which introduces you to Indonesian music, either traditional or modern. In today's edition, we present the song from Betawi by Benyamin Sueb. To begin our program for today, let's listen to Kompor Meleduk by Benyamin Sueb. Happy listening!
Nah, banjir!
Jakarta kebanjiran, di Bogor angin ngamuk, rumah aneh kebakaran, gara-gara kompor meletup. Aneh jadi gemeteran, warawiri keserimpet, rumah aneh kebanjiran, mah gara-gara ikut mampet. Hati-hati kompor meleduk, hati aneh jadi tak duduk, jatuh duduk. Jangan takut badan lewat. Coba tenang, jangan ribut, jangan pada kalang kabut.
Bukan gua. Jakarta kebanjiran, di Bogor angin ngamuk, rumah aneh kebakaran, gara-gara kompor meletup. Aneh jadi gemeteran, wawiri keserimpet, rumah aneh kebanjiran, mah gara-gara kot mampet. Hati-hati kompor meletup. Hati aneh jadi tak duduk, jatuh duduk. Ayo ayo bersihin got. Jangan takut badan blepot. Coba tenang jangan ribut, jangan pada kalang kabut.
Listener, that was the song Kompor Meleduk by Benyamin Sueb. The song Kompor Meleduk has lyrics and arrangement that are quite simple. However, the message inside the song is deep enough. The song lyrics composed in 1970 illustrate the problems that exist in the capital city, Jakarta, at that time, such as floods and fires. In addition, the end of the song Kompor Meleduk calls for listener to move along in solving the existing problems. Kompor Meleduk is one of the most famous songs from Benyamin Sueb. Benyamin Sueb is a multi-talented Betawi artist. He is a movie star, comedian, and master in music. But who thought that the artistry of Benyamin began as a street singer? Since 3 years old, Benyamin often sang around his village to help his family's economy. By singing on the street from one place to another, Benyamin still performed to sing well and dance interestingly. My listener, let's listen to the next song entitled Hujan Gerimis. Enjoy!
Nangis aja, yang pergi jangan dipikirin. Hujan gerimis aja, ikan lele ada kumisnya.
Jangan menangis aja, kalau boleh cari gantinya. Mengapa hujan gerimis aja, pergi berlayar
saja, kalau memang jodoh gak kemarin.
Hey, hey.
Hujan gerimis aja, ikan bawalan diasinin.
Jangan menangis aja, bulan sawal mau dikawinin. Mau dikawinin jangan nangis, bepedak yang banyak. Saja kalau memang jodoh gak kemarin.
Hey, hey,
jalan-jalan ke Manado.
Jangan lupa membeli pala
kalau niat mencari jodoh.
Cari yang hitam seperti saya.
Masa?
Listen to the song lyrics of Hujan Gerimis that you've just heard. Sounds like poems. Poem is a speech culture that is closely related to Betawi people and is used for certain occasion, such as traditions of Palang Pintu at Betawi traditional wedding. The song Hujan Gerimis advises that we do not need to be sad so long due to love affairs, because marriage will surely come itself.
Thanks to his work in the art world, the name of Benyamin Sueb is known as one of the influential Betawi cultural figures. Even though he has gone forever since 1995, the memory of Benyamin Sueb is not easily forgotten. In fact, there are plans to establish the Museum of Benyamin Sueb, which aims to preserve his works and contribution for the development of Betawi culture. Well, listener, to conclude our segment for today, let's listen to the last two songs entitled Begini Begitu and Di Sini Aja by Benyamin Sueb. I'm Nico Kusumawati. Thank you for listening and I'll see you on the next Music Corner.
Begini.
Begitu.
Begini.
Thank you.
sini aja deh.
Enggak di sini aja.
Di sini aja deh.
Enggak di sini aja.
Di sini aja. Yuk ayo kita buka sama-sama. Rumpun enak makannya, enak ya timbalnya ya.
Enak.
Ada ikan asinnya lagi nih. Heran di rumah gue enak makan kalau di kebun begini.
Voice of Indonesia.
VOR. Today's sounds.
Jakarta kebanjiran, di Bogor angin ngamuk, rumah aneh kebakaran, gara-gara kompor meletup. Aneh jadi gemeteran, warawiri keserimpet, rumah aneh kebanjiran, mah gara-gara ikut mampet. Hati kompor meletup, hati aneh jadi tak duduk, jatuh duduk. Ayo ayo bersihin kor, jangan takut badan blepot. Coba tenang jangan ribut. Pada kalang kabut. Jakarta kebanjiran, di Bogor angin ngamuk, rumah aneh kebakaran, gara-gara kompor meletup. Aneh jadi gemeteran, warawiri keserimpet, rumah aneh kebanjiran, mah gara-gara kok mampet. Hati-hati kompor meletup, jatuh duduk. Ayo ayo bersihin kok, jangan takut badan blepot. Coba tenang jangan ribut, jangan pada kalang kabut.
Embel embel tuh kabelnya, ini kabelnya Benyamin kebakar.
Voice of Indonesia.
VOR. Today's sound.
Begini.
Begitu.
Begini.
Begitu.
begini, begini.
Aduh, gimana sih ini penyamin begitu?
Nah, tidak, musiknya begini, begini.
Enggak begitu, begitu.
Begini musiknya.
Begitu.
Begini, begini, begini.
Begitu, tuh, tuh, tuh.
Begini, begini. Pakaian bini gak nyangutu.
Voice of Indonesia.
Begini.
Begitu.
Begini.
Begitu.
Begini nene.
Begitu tut tut.
Begini nene.
Thank you for listening to English program from RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia. Stay tuned on 9525 kHz. You can also tune at voinews.id. Send your criticism and suggestions to RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia, RRI Building, 4th floor, Jalan Medan Merdeka Barat, No. 4 and 5, Jakarta. PO Box 1157, Jakarta 10110, Indonesia. You can also join us on Facebook, The Voice of Indonesia, and Twitter at VOI Indonesia. Our Instagram, voice_of_Indonesia. RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia. Informing, connecting, dignifying.